It's been a long time coming, but the town of Orleans in Jefferson County is on its way to having fresh drinking water. The state announced this week they will provide the town with $3 million to help build a pipeline to bring clean water to homes from Alexandria Bay. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
Jefferson County legislator Phil Reed says he thought he'd never see the day when Orleans, a tiny town between Clayton and Alexandria Bay, would finally get help.
Because we kept hearing from people, well, maybe next year, maybe next year, maybe next year. It was very, very frustrating, to say the least.
For years, Orleans residents like Reed said their tap water corroded kitchen faucets, bathroom fixtures, and washing machines. Plus, the high levels of salt in the water meant drinking it would make them sick.
When you invite people into your home and you show them just the difficulty of just even making spaghetti or brushing your teeth, it hits home.
Town leaders have long blamed the Department of Transportation for allowing salt from a nearby salt storage barn to leach into the groundwater, contaminating their water over decades. Leaders devised a plan to pull water from Alexandria Bay through a pipe that would reach the affected area. The project cost $13 million, and after securing a combination of loans and grants, the town was still short $3 million. Action from the state to help Orleans was stalled until this winter when members of Governor Andrew Cuomo's staff sat down with Orleans leaders. State Senator Patty Ritchie was there too.
What we want more than anything is for the residents that live there to have clean water as soon as possible. And that is what we're working for. And, you know, the sooner that we can get it done, the better it's going to be.
The funds are part of more than $21 million in grants for water infrastructure projects across the North Country. Ritchie says she expects access to clean drinking water will make it possible for businesses to finally move into the area along Route 12.
As potential employers looked at the area, one of the first issues that came up was whether they would have access to a water line. So this is great news for those that live there for a couple of reasons.
Senator Ritchie says she expects the money from the state to start flowing within a month. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero.